Hey there, listeners. This is Justin back for another Saturday check-in, and just want to give you a sneak peek of what we have in store for the month of May, which has been this shuffling lineup, which I'll get into the reason why for that. But quick format for today, going to give you a few recommendations, and we'll start with some admin items, just thanking some people. A few recommendations, some military-related, some not, just kind of things that I've been doing that I wanted to recommend to listeners, and then we'll go through the preview of what you have to look forward to in the month of May. It's awesome. It's has been very difficult decisions trying to figure out who to put in May. We've got, as I've said before, we've got content all the way through July right now, and so we've kind of shuffled things around. So let's start with some admin items. First of all, thanks to all of you who have completed the survey on our homepage. Very, very, very much appreciated, particularly Brian. I'm just going to use first names because I didn't get permission from people. So Brian, who's in the Navy and completed the survey, and also just threw in information. Really enjoyed the spouse episode. Really appreciate that. We'll try to do more of those. Brian talked about having 20 years of experience in the episodes, which is a second person, George, wrote in, and he's got nearly over 20, I think nearly 30 years. So he's appreciated those interviews with people with more experience. Very, very good to hear. Sometimes in my mind, I feel like it's people who are on the earlier side, and a lot of the feedback I've been getting is not consistent with that. It's people who have served a lot longer, and so that's very helpful for us to know. Brian recommended checking out SACC, going to do that, and also asked about the tactics of starting a business, and I think we could go into some of those details too. So those are in the works. Special thanks to Ginger, who wrote in, I think today or last night. And Ginger had talked about the MBA, wanting to know about more about the trade-offs between online and executive programs, and also some questions about certifications. Thank you, Ginger. Answers coming your way. Just give us some time. And then George S., as I mentioned, also wrote in and had similar advice. So thanks to all of you who've done that. Really helps. I was thinking of, like, you know, if you have a, Netflix special with Aziz Ansari and you turn off all of the laughter, so it's just him talking. That's sometimes what it feels like doing a podcast. You have no feedback to know it's landing. And I think it was Ginger who had talked about appreciating the saber-toothed tiger episode from a couple Saturdays ago. And that was one where I'm like, oh, I don't know if that landed or what. So it's nice to have some data points there. Thank you for that. All right. I had to pause for a second because I've got a wife and child ready to go grab breakfast. So really quickly, recommendations. First of all, The Hustle. Just Google The Hustle or Hustle newsletter. I plugged that before. Continue to get that email. I get it every day. I probably read it 2 days, 3 days a week, but it's kind of a recap of what's going on in the business world. I find it very informative and mildly entertaining. And whether you're on active duty or not, I think it'll be a great way to just get a sense of vocabulary, what's going on, some talking points, some big things going on in the business world. It'll be great knowledge for you, but also can make you a little bit more informed for interview purposes. Another one, and I'm kind of curious if this is on other people's radar in the veteran community, and I'm positive there's probably mixed reviews on this, but have recently been introduced virtually, not actually, to David Goggins. David, quick backstory for those of you who don't know about him. He was in the Air Force. Enlisted in the Air Force, served for like 4 years, got out, was an exterminator, went from 175 pounds to nearly 300 pounds, and then one day saw a special on Navy SEAL training, and he goes through this incredible process of losing over 100 pounds in 3 months. He goes through the Navy SEAL program, becomes a Navy SEAL, and has gone on to do some really incredible things. He had never run more than like a marathon before, and then did this 100-mile race. And he became popular, I believe, in a book called Living with a Navy SEAL that kind of put him on the radar. But I was introduced to him through Joe Rogan's podcast, which I don't listen to a ton of, but Joe Rogan had him on the show. I'll put it in the show notes. Really, really good episode. I found it very energizing. I'm betting that probably 50% of listeners are going to be turned off by David Goggins. I find him very inspiring. So be prepared to have mixed reactions potentially. He wrote a book called Can't Hurt Me. That's my audiobook right now when I'm biking and running and or driving too. It's the best audiobook I've listened to in the sense I've never seen anyone do this. The author, the ghostwriter reads it, but David is in the room with him. And so after each chapter, they have a conversation about it. And so it's a blend of audiobook and podcast. Brilliant format, extremely entertaining. And as a quick plug, if you go to the show notes, Audible will give you a free audiobook of your choice as a Beyond the Uniform listener. And definitely check that out. I would highly recommend this to be one of your audiobooks if you like that Joe Rogan podcast. But what I like about this is it's just this sense of, how do I encapsulate this? What I take away from what David is saying is that all of these insane physical things that he does, he's not doing them for the physical nature of them. He is doing them to get his mind and train his mind and condition his mind. He goes for a run in the morning, and he very rarely wants to go for a run in the morning, but it's about conditioning his mind. It's about realizing that what we feel, you know, I'm a big guy that I believe in these feelings. I believe about talking about feelings, but this sense that like what we feel often, it doesn't really matter. Like I don't feel like going for a run and I'm going to do it anyway. And when we do those things, when we force ourselves to do the things that we know are right and yet we don't want to do, we're building up this mental muscle. And what I appreciate about David is this sense that like all of this stuff that people fixate with him, all of these incredible physical accomplishments he's done, they're looking in the wrong place. It's not about that. It's not like he's trying to prove something to the world. It's not like he's trying to be in the best shape of his life. It's really about getting his mind in the best condition possible, which obviously benefits every area of his life. The other thing that I appreciate about David is I do find him, for someone with his background, I find him very honest and accessible. When I first heard of him, I just wrote him off as like, okay, yeah, this dude did this 100-miler, you know, with no training, whatever. He's just some rare specimen. And what I gather from his message is that's not true. This is something we're all capable of pushing ourselves to extremes and really finding what we're truly capable of. He talks about how, you know, how sad it is to reach the end of your life not knowing the depths to which we're all capable. And so I gain a lot of encouragement from that. I share that with listeners in case that's something that would motivate you. And I kind of come in and out of love with these things. For a while, I really liked Gary Vaynerchuk's podcast, which I haven't listened to probably in a year now. For a very long time, I listened to Tim Ferriss's podcast, which I don't listen to anymore. I fall in and out of love with them in the sense that at times in my life, I find them very encouraging, and I find that they activate that part of me that motivates me and wants me to achieve more and be a better person. And then at times it gets to be saturated and it's the opposite. It's just activates the comparative part of me or gets me just always working rather than being present with my family and my wife and things like that. So check that out if that's something interesting. Last one, there's something called Mind Tools. Just Google Mind Tools Values Work. I had coffee with Jan Rutherford, who was on the show a while back. Great episode, Self-Reliant Leadership, Jan Rutherford. But I had coffee with him. He was in Denver. Great talking to him. He's on the show. I'm going to be interviewing him this week, which means it will be published in 2025 or something crazy, but awesome individual. But I was just talking with him about with all the changes going on. You know, we moved into a new house. I've got a baby now. I've switched jobs. Like just so many changes going on, and it kind of resurfaces the question of okay, what is my purpose? What are my values? Who am I today? It's an exercise I haven't done in probably a decade, and I've changed quite a bit in a decade, as every human being on the face of the planet does in 10 years. And he recommended that to me as a useful exercise in uncovering our values. And from what I understand so far, it's about having a list of values and just through this guided process, whittling it down to your top three. And I believe he told me his top three was like, it's like family, man, I'll ask him on the show, families, leadership, and self, or something like that. But I'm a big believer that when you do the heavy lifting and you do the work to uncover these values, it makes everything easier. It makes it easier to say no to things, which can be a struggle for me. It makes it easy to say yes to things. It kind of reduces the noise on the things that don't matter, so that I can focus on the things that really do. And I view this as a continuous process that changes over time. So I haven't done it yet, but if you want to join me in that, try out Mind Tools Values Work. It's completely free. I looked at it for like 2 or 3 minutes. It's about a page of, or you know, probably works up to 3 or 4 pages of different information and a guided process and a video as well. I will be back in seconds for you, but in a few hours for me, because I don't want to keep my wife waiting. But stay tuned for the sneak peek of May's episode and the story of why it's been such a juggle getting these things ready to go and print and published. Okay, and we're back. Quick plug for one of the things I really appreciate about working for myself, and one of the things I've intentionally tried to create into my new work situation is a lot of autonomy and independence. And as an example, my wife and I went out to breakfast. It's Thursday right now. And we really like to try to do things more efficiently. And that for us is, you know, going to great breakfast spots on a Thursday when it's really empty instead of on a Saturday. Or yesterday we did a Costco run and did all our errands on Wednesday afternoon. And then we'll work more on the weekend. On Saturday, we block off time just because it's, you know, a lot more efficient if you can do things when no one else is. So just throwing that out there, it's something that really resonates for me and gives me a lot of excitement. And if that's something you like as well, it's one of the advantages of starting your own company or being self-employed. But anyways, back to the main event. Let's go through the lineup, and very, 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 very excited about what we've got in store for May. I just feel like my hat's off to Steve Bain, who continues to snag some incredible guests, and the Beyond the Uniform team for just, I feel like everyone's up in their game, which is awesome. Makes me want to up mine too. So first one, so excited about this one. Thursday, May 2nd, episode 268 is with Stacy Bear. And the title of the episode is How the Outdoors Saved My Life. I just talked to Stacy like a week ago, and he seriously jumped the queue on this one because I just felt like this interview is different than any other interview I've done before. And I know he's talked about this on a last Saturday's episode, I think. He was contemplating suicide, and a veteran friend of his invited him to go outdoors and go climbing. And he literally said, like, I can kill myself this Tuesday or next Tuesday. I might as well go climbing. And that experience of climbing, of being at his edge, of being out in nature literally saved his life. And he's gone on to be a National Geographic Explorer of the Year. He's led the Sierra Club. And he's done that documentary Adventure Not War, and he's continuing to do that work in lots of different countries with different people. Fantastic individual, and I feel like it was just a very honest, deep, powerful heart-to-heart conversation about life, about the transition, about a lot of things that we as veterans struggle with, and it doesn't get a lot of airtime. So it was one of my favorite conversations, and I think you'll really like that one. I wanted to rush to get that out because I think it can help a lot of people who may be struggling. And even if you're not struggling, I think it's just inspirational. And I'm going to listen to that one again with my wife. I want her to hear that too. I think it's just a very powerful episode. And then another one, I just had this conversation this week, and Steve Bain managed to snag Sunny Anderson, who is on the Food Network. She has on Monday, May 6th, episode 269. I'm fast tracking Sunny as well. She has not only been a radio personality and was in radio for years, she has been on multiple, had her own shows on multiple shows for the Food Network. She has written a New York Times best-selling book. And so what is so amazing about this interview is not her accomplishments, which are extraordinary. I'm very much in awe of any one of those three things we just talked about, but the honesty that she had in talking about just the behind the scenes that goes on. And she is a rare combination of both very, very honest about the challenges she has faced, and it's no surprise why she's been successful. You'll hear her resilience, her determination, her optimism, there was just so much that you'll get out of this interview. And whether you're interested in broadcast media or writing or not any of those, you're going to get something out of this. So powerful way to start off the month of May with 268 and 269. They're both extraordinary conversations. And I'm sure I'll record this in the intro for Sunny, but I was caught off guard and watching my son Bodhi, and so I did not have this fancy microphone I'm staring at right now. So it is perhaps one of the lower quality recordings that I've got, but when it comes to content, it's top percent. It's really, really good. On May 9th, Thursday, one day after my birthday, we're releasing episode 270 with Dr. Nick Armstrong at the IVMF. The IVMF is awesome. This is our third interview with their team. Nick drops some serious knowledge about what they have learned. They've had, I forget the exact stat, but over 25,000 veterans go through the program every year, or maybe that's even an order of magnitude lower than it actually is, but they help a lot of vets. He shares a lot of what they have learned along the way. So that's going to be a good general episode for all listeners as well. 271, launching on May 13th, a Monday, is with Stu Braden, who heads up the Global Special Operations Forces Foundation. As the name implies, he deals primarily with special ops, which is, I'm guessing, a small percentage of our audience. But when he talks about what they're doing, it's a global organization. They leverage those with special operations experience to help out governments, to help out businesses. So it's a very fascinating story. It's a look at what you can do in a side project, what you can do as an entrepreneur, and what you can do with nonprofits. So a lot of value there. On Thursday, May 16th, episode 272, Morgan Plummer, who does the Defense Entrepreneurs Forum. Morgan is awesome. I really appreciated his. He's a very wise man. And the Defense Entrepreneurs Forum complements his day job, which is with the Department of, I want to say Defense or Homeland Security, some department, not Ross, not a department store, but a Department of Protecting Us. But Morgan is just, he's really extraordinary. And what I appreciated about this, there's many things, but the ones that come to mind right now is, first of all, the way in which his side project, the DEF, complements his main job. Everything's pointed in the same direction in this space of keeping our nations safe. And the other thing is, the Defense Entrepreneurs Forum, he is pulling in people from the military community, people from the defense sector, but he's also pulling in people from Silicon Valley and a lot of other spots. And what I appreciated about that is his talk track around how we're all better off with the diversity of opinions. And for those of you frustrated by the state of our political situation and the polarization and the way in which it just feels like whatever side you're on, it seems like us versus them. What I took away from that conversation is the wisdom of crowds, is the wisdom of sitting in a room with people who believe differently, and how everyone has some value to add, and that by bringing in different skill sets and perspectives and mindsets and work styles and backgrounds, when we mix that all together, we're better off. And there's a lot of nuances in this episode about what different people bring to the table, but it's a very, it's exciting for me, and hoping that some listener will get an idea from this episode, because there's something to be taken from Morgan's model with the Defense Entrepreneurs Forum, and you could apply this in a variety of ways. And I'll just leave it at that, but I think that there are multiple businesses that could come out of this concept. on episode 273. God, I'm not trying to blow smoke. I'm like just really floored by like the back-to-back amazingness in these episodes. Monday the 20th, I talked to Brian Knight in episode 273. Brian, I believe, is in the oil and gas sector. We do talk about that, but more importantly, he rode 3,000 miles in a rowboat with other veterans to raise awareness around veterans' mental health. He talks about completing the entirety of Game of Thrones on an erg, what it was like to prepare, what it's like to actually row across an ocean in a tiny rowboat with a bunch of other military veterans. And so, one, it's great because I think oil and gas is, and the utility space in general is probably appealing to listeners. And what an incredible side hustle. What an incredible hobby for him. And so hopefully that sparks some ideas for you on what you want to do, as well as gives you some inspiration. Episode 274 with Lita Citrone. Lita and I had lunch here. She was connected to me by Dwayne Francis. She does a lot of reputation and reputation work and kind of brand values or personal branding. She's got a ton of incredible videos on LinkedIn. I've been watching them. They're that good. It's very, very good. But she's not a veteran. She does an amazing job of providing work to the veteran community at a significant discount. And she also works with, like, you know, Fortune 1000 companies, helping leaders figure out their values and their brand. It's really great work. This is stuff that I'm doing as well. It's, you know, figuring out, like, when people think of you, what do you want them to think about? You know, Apple, you know, just shooting from the hip, Apple, people probably think of innovation or cutting edge or streamline or cool design. And we as people have brands too. And while I think a lot of listeners may think it seems artificial to think of having a brand, there's this sense that you have a brand. You absolutely have a brand. People think of you in a certain way. And the question is, do you want to play a role in owning that and defining that? And what I really like about this concept is, and this goes back to the Jan Rutherford conversation around values, if you are proactive, if you do the courageous and often time-consuming work of uncovering those values, uncovering those brand attributes, it makes it simpler for you to make sure you're acting in accordance with that. I think I give this example in the podcast that'll come out on the 23rd, but it's, you know, with me, I really, one of my brand values right now is I really want to be present in my life. I want to be fully here and now with whoever I'm with. And it's a big struggle for me. I am always thinking about work. I'm always thinking about things I need to do. And it's very easy for me when I sit across from someone or even on a doing the podcast to be thinking of what else I need to do. And especially in my marriage, like I want to be fully present with my wife, Rebecca. And so when I know that, when I've articulated to myself and maybe even to others that I want to be more present in my life, when I'm having my two nieces over and they're running around and playing, and I'm looking at my phone checking email, it's a reminder of like, okay, that's not who I want to be. I want to be someone who's present, and my behavior is not aligning with that. So I think we go in, you know, significantly deeper on this topic, but I want to throw that out to listeners because I imagine when I was in the military, I would have been very against this thought of branding and would have thought it's BS or thought it's artificial. But I do think there's tremendous value in it, and there's a way to do it that makes you more yourself, that makes you a better version of yourself. So keep an eye out for that one. And then on the 27th, episode 275, what a great number, inching closer to 300. I sat down with Jeff Roberts. I am a sci-fi nerd. I love science fiction. I love thinking about what the future will look like. And this episode is titled Uber for Small Satellites. It is the story of Jeff Roberts at Spaceflight. This is really exciting for me. And I think, you know, this year, the last 12 months has been very insightful for me to see there are a lot of very cool industries for which veterans are very well suited. Cybersecurity is one, and I'm the first to admit I would have never thought that, but it's massively exploding industry, and veterans are very well poised to play a key role in that growth. Cryptocurrency or blockchain in general, what I particularly like about that space is that it's very mission-driven. People are in that space and they are purpose-driven. They are believers in this technology's ability to have a major impact on the world. And it's also an industry that is so new that even if you're listening to this episode right now and you've got 2 years left in your service, you can still get out, get into blockchain, and not be that far behind anyone because it hasn't been around a lot. And there's not a lot of industries like that. And spaceflight, or the space industry in general, is like that too. Jeff does a really great job of breaking down the industry. And so you can start to see, like, man, there's a lot going on in this space. There's a lot of different companies and approaches and micro industries within this. And I think that it's one that, just like cybersecurity and blockchain, is going to be appealing to a lot of listeners. So keep an eye out for that one. And then the last episode of the month right now, we're keeping open for a sponsored episode. If not, we'll fast track it. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm honestly looking through the lineup for June. The momentum continues. And so really excited about what's ahead. But stay tuned in May, two episodes a month. All right, two episodes a week, and that's, you know, there's 275 other episodes on the website if you want to start digging through and finding ones that are really pertinent to where you think you want to go in life. And we're going to continue to broaden that and going to continue to take Ginger, George, and Brian's advice on fanning out the type of content that we're doing. Stay tuned for that. And let us know how we can improve. There's the survey on the website at beyondtheuniform.org. There's the contact us form. And are you tired of me plugging it? We always appreciate any feedback and positive reviews on iTunes. Have a wonderful weekend and see you soon.